Ferrago shook his head.
You say you never allow vermin into your mountain, yet my son Klitsch and his friend Goffer took breakfast with you not so long ago.
The point of Earthstripe's spear had been gradually tilting. Now it dropped, centered on Ferrago's midriff a breath away. The assassin took a cautious step back. Earthstripe's short patience was worn exceedingly thin.
Leave Mossflower Country, Weasel, or you and your scum will die here. I'm tired of talking. Take your face out of my sight. You offend me.
Ferrago was not short of nerve. He spat scornfully in the sand.
Your mountain is surrounded, Badger. If it comes to war, there is no way you can win. What do you say to that?
But Earthstripe was finished talking. Except for one word.
Eulalia!
There was a deadly hiss of shafts as 10 of the advancing enemy were cut down by the long patrol arrows. Ferrago leapt to one side, roaring,
Charge!
The horde swept forward over the bodies of the fallen toward the badger and his 10 hares. The hares dropped behind another 10 who had been waiting to back them up with bows ready. They fired into the yelling horde as their comrades fitted fresh arrows to their bows and let loose another quick volley. Carried on by the lust for battle, Earthstripe, instead of retreating into the safety of the mountain, flung himself forward into the foe. A burly ferret, wielding a pike, charged Earthstripe. The badger's spear took him through the chest and lifted him like a rag doll, hurling him into the seething horde. A weasel flung himself on Earthstripe's back and stabbed the big badger between greave and breastplate. Earthstripe slew him with the backward stroke of a huge mailed paw. 3 hares were down, 2 to spears, 1 to slingshot.
I'll try and get Lord Earthstripe away.
Sapwood called out to Oxeye.
Keep the entrance open till we gets back.
Oxeye coolly notched an arrow to his bow and felled a fox.
Righty-ho, but put a move on, Sap. We can't keep up this ballet performance all day. Deary me, what a chap has to do for these badger lords.
Sapwood dropped his bow and tore out into the melee. Punching, kicking, butting and hooking, he made it to the badger's side.
Cook says breakfast's getting cold, sir. Are you coming in?
An ill-timed thrust from a vermin spear missed Earthstripe, but knocked Sapwood senseless on the rebound as his head met the blunt end of the spear butt. Earthstripe grabbed the hare in one paw and slung him over his shoulder as he fought his way back to the entrance. Suddenly, Klitsch appeared in front of him, brandishing his short sword. The badger turned as he thrust, taking the blade in his arm. Burdened as he was with Sapwood, the badger lord stood for a moment, glaring at the young weasel. Tearing the sword from his arm, he stood on it and snapped the blade, snarling angrily.
Better luck next time, brat. We'll meet again, Eulalia!
Earthstripe went hurtling through the melee like a juggernaut. Scattering bodies right and left, he pounded through to the entrance, dropping the unconscious Sapwood into the paws of 2 waiting hares as he roared out orders.
Oxeye, get your hares inside. I'll block off the entrance.
Within seconds, the hares had ducked into the passage, and Earthstripe threw his weight against a mighty boulder. The stone rolled into place, sealing the mountain from the horde outside. The badger lord drove a large oak wedge into its base with a mallet. Oxeye leaned on his bow, watching him.
Not very friendly, those chaps, sir. I take it they want to fight us, what?
Earthstripe licked blood from his shoulder and grinned at the irrepressible hare.
Good enough, Oxeye, you old battler. We'll give them a fight. One that we can talk about in the winters to come, when we're sitting round the fire, growing old and lazy.
Big Oxeye checked his empty quiver.
Don't mind me saying so, my lord, but there won't be too many around to grow old after this fight's finished.